This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. Draper Fisher Jurvetson is one of the big names in Silicon Valley venture capital. Yesterday, one of the named partners, Steve Jurvetson, left the firm by mutual agreement, the press release says, amid a sexual harassment investigation. Given Silicon Valley's reputation on gender issues, shall we say, and the importance of venture capital in the tech ecosystem, we've called up Molly Wood, the host of Marketplace Tech, to talk this whole thing over. Hey, Molly.
Hey, Kai.
The thing about Jurvetson and this news is, if you think down a couple of layers, the power that venture capital has in shaping how Silicon Valley and its companies get formed, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a very unusual ecosystem. And you've got this, you know, pretty small group. They're almost like a priesthood. It's very secretive and they're very powerful and they control a lot of money.
And very male.
And they decide.
Much like the priesthood, right?
And very male, right, exactly. Right. And it's almost exclusively white men. They absolutely have a tendency to fund white men who look and act and think just like them. And so you start to get this kind of, you get an entire ecosystem that starts with the guys at the top. And, you know, there are horror stories coming out every day about female founders talking about how many meetings they went to where they got told no. Even if they didn't get sexually harassed, most of the time they also got told no. And very often, unfortunately, they had both.
You had Jurvetson on Tech, right?
We did. So we interviewed Steve Jurvetson. And what's so interesting is that, you know, as these conversations start to heat up in the Valley, you think a lot about the people who are not in the room, the people who never got that funding. And there's one thing that Jurvetson said that now is really sticking with me about who's not in the room.
What's not reported because they're invisible are the folks who get nothing. There's actually a bunch of really interesting business ideas that withered on the vine. Certainly a lot of Google competitors, I can tell you that for certain.
The thesis here being that women are underrepresented in tech in part because they don't get VC money.
Yeah. And Steve Jurvetson essentially said to me in that interview, look, every venture capitalist comes in and spends their first 5 or 7 or 10 years pulling from their Rolodex. And if you play that all the way forward and you think about the impact of, you know, a sixth of the world's capital being invested out of Sand Hill Road, if you have rot there, you can see how kind of profoundly systemic it is. And that just makes it really hard to root out.
Sand Hill Road, of course, being the place in Menlo Park where all the big VC firms, most of them anyway, the big ones, are located. Let me ask you this, though, and take this from VC to the larger bro culture in Silicon Valley. Here we have Weinstein and we have issues in public radio and now we have them in politics. Where are the stories coming out of Silicon Valley about harassment and abuse?
Silicon Valley, in many ways, in the last decade or so, became the new Wall Street. So a lot of people came here to get rich quick. And whenever you have a culture like that, you're going to get a skewed set of incentives. And then you have this kind of other factor, which is, you know, I actually, for Marketplace Tech tomorrow, talked to Ellen Pao, who was a partner at Kleiner Perkins, you know, was sort of the eve in the origin story of unraveling sexual harassment in Silicon Valley. And one of the things she said is that you do have this extremely small set of people with a lot of power making a lot of the decisions about who gets funded and what companies are born.
Without wanting to presage the news in any way, do you doubt that there will be stories coming out of Silicon Valley about harassment and abuse as this trend that we are now seeing in other industries continues?
Oh, no. In fact, it makes me nervous about anyone I interview, to be honest, because I suspect there will... There are unquestionably going to be more because, you know, we've heard the words open secret bandied around.
Yeah.
It is an open secret that there's a lot about the Valley that is very bad.
Molly Wood, the host of Marketplace Tech. Tomorrow, Ellen Pao, formerly of Reddit, also Kleiner Perkins. I'm sure you read about that. She'll be talking to Molly. Molly, thanks a lot.
Thanks, Kai.